on Monday, or was it Tuesday, Father Neil, you came up to me and said, hey, why don't we have a few guys over, a few fellow priests over on Holy Thursday for a nice lamb dinner and celebrate the gift of our priesthood in Christ. And I said, that'd be a great thing. We'll have maybe 4 or 5 or 6 priests, and he called a couple, I called a couple, he called someone to see if she would help with the meal, thankfully. And today we had this wonderful lamb dinner with 13 priests. It was great. And in that, I go, oh, we got the bread. Well, I got just the basket for it. So I pulled out this basket, which 60 years ago this May, my mom and my dad received as a wedding gift. My mother, my Lutheran mother, still got the Lutheran stamp on the bottom. And once or twice a year, this basket would be taken off a shelf at a very special meal, and bread would be placed in it, and we would be nourished. And little by little, I began to realize that I came from my family, and that there'll be another meal where bread will be placed into this basket, where I'll be nourished again. That I come from my family, and I'm going to always be going to my family. Jesus knew he was from God, and Jesus knew that he was going to God. He knew he was from God and going to God. It's something he had learned in the depth of his prayer when he'd go off by himself on the mountainside. It's what he learned when he was in the middle of the night praying to his Father, whom he called Abba. It's what he learned when he was in the midst of struggles and the confusion of people coming towards him, needing his assistance. He knew he was from his Father, going to his Father. And knowing that, he filled up all the moments in between with love, with thousands and thousands of acts of love. One would be unbelievable: his death. He would give his very self. He'd give his very flesh, his body and blood on the cross, so that you and I might also know that we come from God and we are going to God. He'd give his flesh so that we might know that we are loved by God. Not that we come from God, but that we are loved by the same Abba that Jesus is loved by. And therefore, like Jesus, we can fill up the moments in between with acts of love. Most of our acts of love are simple, small, things like washing feet, or more typical, washing dishes. Right, guys? Saying hello, opening a door, being polite, being kind, being generous. See, when you know that you are from God and going to God, then with boldness and courage, we fill up every moment of our day with acts of love. We don't wait for the right moment. We just say, this is the right moment to simply love right here, right now. That's why we, as a Christian people, from the very beginning of the foundations of our church, from the very first Easter, we have gathered every Sunday so we know that we are from God, that we can look forward to coming back to Christ. So those among us who on Saturday, the great Easter vigil, will be baptized, confirmed, and with us receive the Eucharist. What we do is every week, remember that I'm from God and going to God. So every week in between one meal and the next, we fill up those moments with acts of love. There may be one or two of us who will be called to do something very dramatic, Something like Father Stanley Rother, now Saint Rother, who gave his life in 1981 in Guatemala. But most of us, and this is what takes the heroic love, won't get to do that, will we? But what we all have the great opportunity to do even now is fill up this moment with an act of love. We can love the person in front of us, the person behind us. Because 99.99% of all we do are simple, humble acts of love. Between one meal and the next. Between one Eucharist and the next. Between receiving Jesus who gave himself for us and receiving Jesus again who gave himself for us. You don't have to do anything heroic. Those of you who are joining the church, all you need to do is love. Fill up this moment with love. So as we meditate upon the washing of the feet, the call that Jesus left for his apostles and disciples, let's ask God that he might give to all of us the same grace, the grace simply to love. For we are from Christ and going to him.